Proclamation number 6711 of 10th of December, 1956. Lifa requires awakening of the spirit. It is the spirit that makes alive. As long as you humans have not yet awakened the spirit within you to life, all knowledge is dead and cannot lead you to life. And no matter how deeply the intellect strives to penetrate, it will not reach its aim, namely to penetrate God's plan of salvation with full clarity so that everything becomes understandable to it, so that it recognizes God's working and activity in His love and wisdom and now burns with love for Him. Only an awakened spirit sees brightly and clearly. And the human being now has realization, he knows about his purpose of existence, about cause and destiny on this earth. But dead knowledge is everything that is gained intellectually, which the soul cannot yet comment on because the spirit in the human being has not yet been able to explain it to it, whose working is not yet permitted. This applies to spiritual knowledge which touches those areas which cannot be researched, which cannot be proven and yet must be called the most important, even though it is inscrutable to human intellect. For this spiritual knowledge not only concerns life on this earth but it also extends to the kingdom beyond this earth, it also concerns the time before and after life on this earth. And such knowledge can therefore only be of blessing when the Spirit from God explains it to people, when something living speaks to the still dead in order to thereby also give him life. And this Spirit must be prompted to work by the will of the human being himself. The human being must seek the connection with God, the Father Spirit from eternity, of his own accord, which can only ever happen through heartfelt prayer and through loving prayer. Thereby the spiritual spark in him becomes free and thus active. The bond with God ensures the supply of strength and light. The dark, unknowing state disappears because the light illuminates everything, and the strength expresses itself in constantly increased loving activity. Life comes over that which was hitherto dead, the human being himself becomes eagerly active and all hitherto dead knowledge also comes alive, all correlations become clear to the human being, he recognizes that a plan of salvation is unfolding in divine order. He knows the reason for it and recognizes that he himself is at the center of the plan of salvation, that it concerns himself, that an aim has to be reached and that he can only reach that aim if he walks in the light. That, as it were, the light itself is already the aim, that without this light he remains eternally in the depths. That, Lifa therefore also necessarily means or requires, awakening of the spirit in him. He recognizes that everything dead only leads deeper and deeper until complete torpor is his lot. And each individual must strive for this life himself, for it cannot be transferred but always requires devotion to God, the request for help and the willingness to love. And this life can never be replaced by increased intellectual activity, which is why every person can attain life even if he is poor in intellectual knowledge. Whereas a high degree of knowledge still does not signify, Lifa, if the person lacks these conditions, devotion to God and activity of love, then he will eternally not attain life, for the spirit slumbers within him, it is not given the opportunity to express itself and spread light. And it will remain dark in the human being, for he himself is dead in spirit. Amen.